September 17. The rod of Aaron for the house of Levi, budded number 17-8. God has made the power of resurrection available for every believer. This is a very wonderful thought, but many of us do not understand the full meaning of such a great trust. The stories in Bible are recorded in order to help us to understand deep eternal truths. From the beginning, God has shown His people the truth about this same wonderful power. In number 17 leaders 1-13, we have an illustration of this. By the budded rod of Aaron, God is showing how His servants are chosen by Him, and are able to serve Him only by the power He gives them. If we believe in this power, we must believe also that even barren and unfruitful lives can, at the touch of God, be like the rod that budded and blossomed and brought forth almonds. God wants each child of His to be such a rod. First, only a dry rod, but having been chosen by the Lord for a purpose, a rod that began to yield buds, blossoms and almonds. In other words, the branch of an almond tree. Today you may be like a dry stick or a dry rod, but when you come into God's hand, that is God's sanctuary, when you are brought to the place where God reveals to His people His word, then you will see how the power of God works deeply, fully, abundantly and freely, and wherever you go, people will see the same dry rod budding, blossoming and bringing forth almonds. If God had so desired, the very same rod could have yielded only almonds, but first it budded, then it blossomed and finally brought forth fruit. That is the common course of nature, and in the same manner the Lord will make His word bring forth fruit in your life, the fruit of your faith and obedience, and through your faith the very same rod will go on yielding almonds in many villages, towns and cities. We can pray to God saying, O Lord, O God, make me such a rod, which can yield much fruit. Even though my life has been barren, and dry, and unfruitful, or even though it may have brought some fruit, it is not good fruit, but now Lord, from today onwards, I believe Thy word can make my life fruitful for Thee.